Together.
Reading for pleasure.
Well Book Day is a charity on a mission to help change children's lives by making reading together and reading for pleasure a habit for life. Reading for pleasure is the single biggest indicator for success in life, more than family circumstances, educational background, or income. Sharing stories together for just 10 minutes a day will encourage a love of reading, and it's fun for everyone. You can read together anywhere and everywhere, from breakfast to bedtime, in the park, on the train, on the sofa, on a plane. Reading and sharing stories can happen anywhere at any time.
Golden opportunities.
The SAS Creative Spring Concert will be happening this term. Please speak to the drama department for more information.
I really love football since I was a kid. Like, I'm so lucky that it's my Richmond choice, and I really love football, so yeah.
I'm here with Hannah in year 7, who's a part of the Half Moon Theatre Drama Club.
For the 2 minutes I've been here, everybody's been friendly. We've been quite creative with like our ideas, because like we've been using prompts to like make up a whole entire scene, and everybody's been creative with ideas.
That's great to hear. Thank you for sharing.
As mentioned in our previous radio episode, Buckingham Palace unveiled the full lineup of celebrations to mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee this year. Because of this, Miss Krisloff and her amazing team of SAS horticulturalists will be participating in Project Superbloom. This will be a huge event where they'll be planting seeds, bulbs and flowers at the Tower of London. If you, your siblings or friends are interested or have any questions regarding this massive project, please join our Google Classroom stream using the code TDDJAMD. We look forward to giving out some SAS rewards for all those who help.
Pickleball. What is the game and why is it so popular? Pickleball is a mashup of tennis, badminton and ping pong, and can be played in singles or in pairs, either indoors or outside. The aim of the game is to get the ball over the net and prevent your opponent from hitting it back. Players use hard paddles, a little bigger than ping pong bats, and a light plastic ball called a wiffle ball. I promise I'm not making this up. To play. The game was invented in 1965 by US Congressman Joel Pritchard and his friend Bill during a summer holiday with their families in Washington. According to one of the game's creators, the sport gets its unusual name from the Pritchard family dog, Pickles.
Performing platform.
From year 11, Tamika.
President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed that the city and other parts of the country have been hit by Russian missiles early on Friday morning. Kyiv is home to around 2.8 million people, and since the fighting started, the United Nations has said that around 100,000 people have fled their homes, but most Ukrainians have stayed sheltering in bunkers and underground metro stations. Leaders around the world expressed their shock and anger at the large-scale attack by Russian forces, which took place by land, air and sea. The UK, EU and other allies said that they would bring in tough new sanctions to punish Moscow, the capital of Russia, but said that they would not send in troops. thousands of Russian people who don't agree with President Putin's decision to go to war have been protesting in the streets in cities across the country, and hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested.
Step Neo Saints Radio.
Music Meister.
This is James, year 10. Arafal, year 10.
Stephen.
Culture Vulture.
What is Lent? When does Lent start? What do we do during Lent? Lent is a 6 week period leading up to Easter. It starts on Ash Wednesday. Lent has been a time for fasting or giving something up, such as chocolate, social media, watching TV, or going to the gym. Lent is a time of preparation for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Women's History Month is a celebration of women's contributions to history, culture, and society, and is observed in the month of March. This year's theme is dedicated to the caregivers and frontline workers during the pandemic for their healing and hope. So let's celebrate their generous contributions.
Love, you're learning.
I'm Olive from 9.5. In art, we are doing work drawing designs on tea towels for St. Paul's Cathedral for the Queen's Jubilee. I'm doing mine on my family in the last 7 years, and I'm having a lot of fun learning about my ancestors.
Thank you for listening to
Step Neo Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.